You define yourself as a trend researcher. I read that and the image in my mind is somebody who spends their time on social media trying to find what are people eating, what are trendy songs, what are things that they're wearing. And then if you're living at home, you have a mom that says, when are you going to get a real job? It's like, mom, I'm actually working. Because usually as adults, we're not connected to the trends and the pop culture. Usually the teenagers are. Walk me through what does a trend researcher do and what is your day like?
Social media is the playful part of my job. We get paid to find like those little signals that actually show that something is going on. It's a bit difficult these days because a lot of trends are actually fads, so not like long-lasting trends. So sometimes you will see something on social media that are not long-lasting. You know, they're just happening right now, you know, like phenomenon, we could call them. Working as a trend forecaster with the private sector is also to create stories around what I see, you know, like this playfulness is so important. Back to your question, a typical day, I also do serious stuff. I do a lot of interviews with the experts from around the world and philosophers, sociologists, biologists. So to help me to understand what's going on from a, you know, multidimensional perspective, at the end of the day, my job is to understand what's going on right now, to help companies position themselves and innovate for tomorrow in terms of products, solutions, services. Big companies do have foresight departments. A lot of them at least do in France, but they don't necessarily have the time and the brain capacity to scan what's going on. They're here to execute what we bring in as independent consultants. So yes, my job is to write reports, to scan what's going on, to have conversation, to be on social media as well, yes. LinkedIn is big. LinkedIn is full of interesting micro trends. So it's a very fulfilling job, and I think I'm lucky to do it.